Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. What's going on, friends? I've got another free clip from the latest edition of Who Are These Free Beers? Ben Glaze and myself just busted out show number 22 of Who Are These Free Beers, available on my Patreon for free. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. You do that by going there, signing up. You do have to put in a payment form. And you're thinking, oh, that's where he scams me. No, no, no. Just cancel it right after. Okay, then you get the 7 days, no matter what. And then come back after it expires, and you love all the content, and you want more, and then you just sign up again and throw $5 or $10 a month at it. Or pay for it. I don't care. It's up to you. I give you lots of options, but I want you to sign up on the merits of the content. I feel that it's strong enough that I can do that. And I'm glad to be able to share it with you. I have a free clip from the latest round of Who Are These Free Beers right here. And I'd like you to check it out. And thank you so much for doing that. Enjoy your free clip from Who Are These Free Beers?
There we go.
Did you miss when Free Beer said this?
I'll be happy to listen back to it later.
Sure, it's completely out of context, but that's not my problem.
Cars, Christmas, incredible. New York.
You can hear that?
I don't like it. I don't like it. That? Doesn't bother me.
Yes, it does.
More next. It is the Free Beer Show.
Hey! Asshole. God, that guy pisses me off.
Who are these free beers?
Yeah, welcome in, everybody. It's Kyle Fade for you. It's your old pal EZ for another edition of Who Are These Free Beers? I am Eric Zane. That is Ben Glaze. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how's it going?
Not bad.
So now, Kelly asked earlier one of the most intriguing questions, but now, Free Beer has one that could top it. Does it go in the... Well, let's just go to the audio.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
What? Shut up right now.
No, I'm dead serious. That's the beginning of a segment.
We're going to give you the audio. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
Yes.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
Item. I thought, okay, I fucked that up. So
still,
someone goes, A1. They go, fridge. That's it. Ketchup.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it
goes
in the fridge.
Ketchup is one of the items that they get to.
Oh, God. And then they have the debate and everybody, the back and forth and all that bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I have some examples.
Okay.
If you'd like.
Sure.
Let's go to the first item for clip number 9.
Let's start with peanut butter.
Oh.
That was where I mentioned because I thought that was an easy one. Didn't thought would everybody go down. That goes in the pantry. Of course it does.
I think it depends on the quality of, or type of peanut butter you get. If you get like that. Seriously.
I'm not going to get peanut butter shamed.
No, if you get like, if you get Jif and it doesn't separate, or Peter, what's it called? Peter Pan or whatever.
Just, you know, the garbage peanut butter.
Yeah, the cheap peanut butter, then
you
can leave it out. And but if you get the like natural peanut butter, the oils separate. If you get it all mixed together, room temperature, and then put it in the
temperature crispy
fridge, it stays together. If you leave it out of the fridge, it separates and you got to stir it each time, which if you don't.
Yeah, the things they talk about. Food, fridge, shit. Oh, God damn it.
Cake, cups.
It's all kitchen related. This show should be called In the Kitchen.
That bad, though. It's the first one that's the problem. Because I get the same one.
Oily.
The ingredients in the peanut butter I buy is peanuts.
Yeah.
That's all the only thing in it. So the first one is a pain.
Do you add sugar yourself so it tastes like those other ones?
No.
Like real straight up peanut butter is the best.
It's so good.
Yeah, boy, that's
it's my hope radio. That every time that we do this show, eventually that we influence another person to finally. Yeah, they're right. I can distance myself from this show that I've been listening to for 20 years because it's a pile of fucking shit.
Yeah,
I
just come to the dark.
Yeah,
side.
It's OK to let it go. You're wasting your goddamn time. The world now has never had more opportunity to talk about interesting things. Never.
True.
Okay, we're at peak interest, and that could last for a long, long time because the world's a very interesting place. But we've got fridge talk and what are the other ridiculous things that were on these clips that I've already forgotten, for God's sake.
Cake and cups.
Yeah, pie is better. Oh, fuck me.
I love going to the dentist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Think about that. Like That happened on the nationally syndicated radio show.
Yes.
All right. Is there another example, Ben?
Yes, there is. Let's go to the next item.
All right, bread.
No.
All right. And the next item, this item, they stomped down on this for a riveting conversation that lasts how long, you say? 10 seconds. Yeah.
Let's see.
All right.
Let's see. Onions.
Pantry or countertop.
Yeah. Countertop in the little bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Same as potatoes.
24% say fridge.
This is load the dishwasher all over again.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This is load the dishwasher and candle recall.
Very true.
Oh,
it's ridiculous. All right. I've got one more example. Avocados. And I included this one because it's a classic Hot Wings. It depends.
Okay.
Avocados, fridge or pantry?
I put mine in the fridge. Well, it depends on how hard they are. If you want them to ripen and they're too hard, leave them out for a little while. They ripen fast.
Mm-hmm.
That type of affirming by Steve, that's the type of like continuing a conversation that's serious. That's a good, intelligent, funny, delightful, charming conversation. Not, I leave my avocados out to soften them up. Jesus.
Who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit is right.
So, my closing remarks are, they went on to do things like chocolate, syrup, butter, pickles, ketchup, mustard, eggs, and mayonnaise. This whole segment about what goes in the fridge was 15 minutes.
Yep.
Was this segment meant to be interesting? I think not. I think it was meant to fill time, and it was used as a best of segment.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, quite often you'll get, okay, Greg throws up this weak ass clay pigeon.
Right.
And, you know, everybody weighs in on onion. Yeah. Or ketchup, or eggs, and I, for the life of me, don't understand. You may have different personnel on there. I get that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you actually just go with lackluster, pointless, boring content. You can come up with creative, interesting things to say and do. Just because certain people aren't there, that doesn't mean that you just stop doing what you were trained to do.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
I don't either. Yeah.
Well done, Ben.
Yes, thank you.
That's it. My free clip from Who Are These Free Beers? The latest edition, show number 22. That is available for free on Patreon, along with 21 other shows from Who Are These Free Beers? And thousands of other shows. I have put up thousands of podcasts on my Patreon. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much for checking this out, folks. Bye-bye.